Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Yo, what up? This is the Puff TV Morning Convo with your host, Sweet Chuck, and my co-host.
Miss The Beast, Miss Asking Everything. How y'all doing this morning?
I hope everybody having a beautiful morning. The Beast, how your morning going?
I'm on the road today. And I'm feeling good, though, so let's get it popping.
That's what up. Hey, it's August, I mean, October 2nd. Y'all know what it is already. Hump day. I know, yeah, I'm fucked up, man. Had a rough night, but, you know, I'm here. God bless me to see another day and do what I do best, so I'm here. And you're 59 degrees outside. I'm supposed to get up to 84 today, so it's going to be a little warm out there. This show is brought to you by the L. Chambers and Mary Chambers Cancer Foundation. Don't forget that. We support the Edward Chambers Cancer Foundation, and we're trying to save the tatas. This is our best cancer month, ain't it?
And it is officially breast cancer month. So that's
what's up. Save the tatas.
That's right.
Yeah. We got an hour show today. It's 9:02. But y'all know what the day is. It's Ask Us Anything. The Beast, I was a little shaky about it at first, but then I thought about it, shit, I don't care. I don't want to answer, hell, I just, you all want to answer. But, you know, I did want to do that to give our listeners, our peoples, our friends, a chance to ask us anything they want to ask us. This was your idea, too, so.
I mean, it's cool. Like I said, I'm not scared. I don't want to answer, I ain't got to. So,
right.
It's that simple.
Exactly.
We
can
go free range today, so go for it.
You're
free to use
inboxes.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, you got to hit us with the last four digits of your number if you want to get on the show and ask us. Or if you just want to ask us something, then we repeat it back on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, and leave you anonymous. We can do it that way, too. But, today's show, yeah, we got Tank spazzing out on rappers. Somebody in the industry is expecting, they think. And, you know, just talking about events and all that good stuff. Oh, yeah, it's Stevie J and then Jocelyn, and they done got married on the low. Yeah, before we get into all that, though, y'all know we got to play something, man, to get the blood going and all that good shit. So, you know what I'm going to do right now? We play that new Drake and Jay-Z Pound Cake, man. It's Puff TV Morning Show, yo. We'll be right back after this.
Years ago, they had an R&B party, what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company, and we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Only real music's gonna last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Soto just talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused is far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit just started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Everything around me.
I had fences, but you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Jean gone, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, hove, it ain't many of us. I told him, less is more, niggas, plenty of us.
Cash through everything around me. Freeze.
Cake, 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 cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin' the upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. Cake, 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 cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. They made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Leor made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceiling. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
Yo, that's fine right there. It ain't over though.
Big homie, they still be trying low bro me, dog. Like I should fall in line. Like I should alert niggas when I'm about to drop something crazy and not say I'm the greatest of my generation. Like I should be dressing different. Like I should be less aggressive and pessimistic. Like I should be way more nervous and less dismissive. Like I should be on my best behavior and not talk my shit and do it major like the niggas who paid away for us. Like I didn't study the game of the letter and understand that I'm not doing it the same and I'm doing it better. Like I didn't make that clearer this year. Like I should feel, I don't know, guilty for saying that. They should put a couple more mirrors in here so I could stare at myself. These are usually just some thoughts that I would share with myself, but I thought, fuck it, it's worth it to share them with someone else other than Paris for once. I text her from time to time, she a mom now. I guess sometimes life forces us to calm down. I told her that she could live with me if she needs to. I got a compound, but I think she's straight. Since Hoppies right before Wayne came and got me out of the back room where I was rapping with jazz over beats that I shouldn't have in the hopes for the glory. He walked right past in the hallway 3 months later, I'm his artist. He probably wouldn't remember that story. But that shit stick with me, he always couldn't believe when he called me. You never know it could happen to you. And I just spent 4 Ferraris all on a brand new Bugatti and did that shit cause it's something to do. Yeah. I guess that's just who I became, dawg. Nothing was the same, dawg.
Durba. I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Yo, it's 9:10, 49 minutes left in the show. The Beast, you with me? I don't know if you get with me in a minute. Oh, yo, we get right into this thing. I hope everybody out there is having a beautiful hump day. Hope somebody out there don't get humped. Yo, don't forget, yo, the show is also brought to you by the Buy That Life brand, yo. Get your hoodies. Get your hoodies, yo. Hoodies on sale right now. Kids hoodies coming soon. Keep you posted on that. Still waiting on my co-host. Should be with me in a minute. World news, though. I'm going to that world news, though. There are rumors of Tiny, it's T.I.'s wife. Tiny is expecting. She was seen in Jacksonville, Mississippi at her daughter's OMG show. She was looking real knocked up. I ain't think they can have any more kids. They need them more kids. And T.I. and Tiny almost got more kids than Shaq and Shiny. Jay-Z Blue Ivy. Jay-Z says Blue Ivy loves all his music on the Magna Carta. He plays it. She gets a little bundle of energy. She just smiles and bobs her head to it so it's already in her system. She's definitely a rock baby. And she's loving the whole new album. the Magna Carta. That's pretty funny. Shit, rapper Young Buck was released from prison after 18 months, y'all. He got out yesterday. He tweeted, "I'm free at last." He did 18 months for trying to conceal a weapon. He wasn't supposed to have a gun. He got caught with one, and they sent his ass to jail. And he also handled his bankruptcy. So he's out of bankruptcy, and 56 can kiss his ass on him, that 171. He said he's good on that, you know, 50 jack. So, yo, shout out and congrats to Young Buck, man. I'm in the studio already. Oh. Man, Stevie J and Jocelyn has officially tied the knot. TMZ caught up with him. And Steve J had a few things to say. Let's see if I can play that sound clip for y'all right quick.
Love and Hip Hop Season 3 going to be strong. Pay attention. New houses, new exotic pets, new wife, new everything. That's how we do it.
Right. You said new wife, so you know y'all made it official.
Yeah.
Right, definitely married.
Cartier with diamonds in them. That's the way she do. That's the way she do the good guy.
All right.
I'll do her right too. You know what I'm saying? That's the way we do it.
And, what's going on? You know, y'all been highlighting everybody's Monday night for some time now. What's going on with the idea? You know, on reality show, something else going on?
Well, you know, we working. It's everything is in the works. Patience. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. What's up, Mona? What's up, Stephen? What's up, Viacom? We here. BET 2013 Hip Hop Awards, baby. Stevie J and Mrs. Stevie J.
Oh my God!
And hey, there it is. You heard it. Stevie J said him and his name Johnson on their marriage. Cartier has the diamonds in them. That's crazy, yo. Shout out to Stevie J and Johnson. I fucks with Stevie J. Stevie J is that dude to me, for real. Anybody who can act that silly and get away with it, I'm with it. Oh, yeah, we got 9:14. We'll get back. Oh, I almost forgot. I'm still trying to. My fault, y'all. Excuse me, man. We have a little technical difficulty. I'm trying to pull the Beast back in here. Beast, is this you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I found you.
Man, I'm not gonna tell my people that I need a new phone, man. Y'all, I need a new phone. My phone is like a jigsaw puzzle. I gotta keep it together.
Yeah.
But I apologize for my technical difficulty. So I had to get on another line real quick.
You here? You back with us then?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how I was going to forget this, y'all, but R&B singer Tank, man, Tank is heated right now. Tank say he tired of all these R&B rappers. They singing and they can't sing, and they getting all the airtime. They songs is whack. He's a singer. They don't show him no love. He said he tired of this shit. He said he calling out Drake, calling out Big Sean. You know what I'm saying? He can sing. The boy can sing.
Well, I'm glad somebody called him out, but my thing with Tank is you need to be relevant, bro. You got, like, two songs that everybody love. I need you to come with some new stuff and knock them out of the water. You can't compete with no competition. That's all I feel.
Hold up. Tank got hits now. Tank got hits. And Tank got
like Dog back in the day. He got a new album out that I haven't heard the new album yet, but I feel like the promotion ain't there either. So when we see it and we hear it on a regular, and he needs to be flooded, they have money to pay the radio stations to flood the airways just like Drake do. So he cannot complain. And with him being Tank and in a group, he can't be talking about, oh, he's tired of by himself because your album ain't doing okay. Be relevant.
Tank is in an all-boy band. Stop hating on Tank. Let's hear what Tank had to say right quick. Tank is in an all-boy band.
It's weird. They're getting way more airplay. It's weird because a mainstream radio station is more apt to play a rapper singing badly than a singer singing great. So right now it's a competition. It's a competition against the R&B singers and the rap R&B singers. And I'm waging war on anybody singing that call themselves a rapper. Who's Drake, Big Sean, everybody. It's a war. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a war. I sing better than them dudes.
You said Drake got melodies.
Drake do got melodies. I can't hear those melodies. He do got melodies.
You there.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. Do you understand?
You heard Tank? Did you hear Tank? Tank said he called him out.
I agree with him on his point of view. But you call him out with your song at. That's all I'm saying.
Next up, I'm going to do Sports by Damien. Then we're going to come back and do the Bull City News. But there is no end in sight to the government shutdown. We'll get more into that in the end of the week or the beginning of the week. But, you know, just keep praying for better days, man, when it comes to that government shit. It's all some bullshit. It's all politics. They all give my boy Obama a hard time. So I refuse to even, fall into this shit. Let's go to Mr. Sports by Damien, yo.
And now, Sports by Damien.
Yo.
Good morning. What's up with you?
What's up,
good morning. All right, now, have a hump day to everybody out there. The BC still with us?
Yes, I'm
straight.
Good morning, Damien.
No doubt. Good morning. How's everyone doing? It's hump day. It's Wednesday. We got a very good show today, so I'm going to get right into the sports. It's going to be short and sweet. I'm going to start off with the NFL from on Monday. The Saints and the Dolphins, they played on Monday Night Football. They were both 3-0 teams. The Saints are led by quarterback Drew Brees, and the Miami Dolphins are led by second-year quarterback Ryan Tannehill. They played at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans. Now, Saints quarterback Brees, he went 30 of 39 passing for 413 yards and four touchdowns. And the Saints built a 21-10 halftime lead en route to a lopsided 38-17 victory. Now, Goldsboro native Jimmy Graham, who plays tight end for the Saints, he had four catches, 400 yards, and two touchdowns in that win. Now, with the win, the Saints moved to 4-0, and they joined the Seattle Seahawks, the New England Patriots, and the Denver Broncos as the NFL's remaining unbeaten team. Now, I got some local football news dealing with North Carolina Central's ex-head coach Henry Fraser III. Now, if you guys remember, back in August, a little more than a week before the season opener versus Duke, Fraser was arrested for violating a restraining order against his now ex-wife. Now, last summer, Fraser was suspended without pay after Morrisville police responded to a domestic call at his house, and he was subsequently arrested, and he pled guilty to an assault charge against his ex-wife. Now, this new charge that happened in August, on Monday, a Durham judge dropped those charges. So now Fraser is going to try to appeal to North Carolina Central to get his job back. Now, currently, North Carolina Central is under the direction of interim head coach Dwayne Foster. The Eagles are 2-2 at the moment, and they take on Howard University this weekend. So, you know, I'll keep you guys up to date on that situation with the Central Football Program. Lastly, in sports, last week I had mentioned that the NBA started their training camp this week, and the New Jersey Nets opened up training camp yesterday in preparation for the season at Duke University. Now, Duke, there were two former players that are actually involved with the New Jersey Nets, current Nets GM Billy Payne and first-team ACC big man from last year, Mason Plumlee. He was the 22nd overall pick for the Nets in last year's draft. They're actually with the Nets program. So he's going to post that lineup. And the Nets, you know, if you got any kids that, you know, enjoy basketball, I believe one of the practices this week is going to be open to the public. I'll get more information on that and let you guys know on Friday. So, but that's about it for sports right now, man. I hope everybody has a happy hump day. The D's get you a new phone. The iPhone 5 just came out. Then if you got AT&T, go ahead and get it because it's right.
That's what it is. Appreciate you, Dave.
Yes, sir. Hit that button, though.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Sports by Damien.
By Damien. Yo, we got Damien. We get any questions from any of the callers. They want to ask you a question. You know, I'll just answer it for you in my best way.
I mean, what's the question, man? I can try to answer it. What's the question?
No, it isn't. If today is Ask Us Anything, we answer any questions. So if somebody just happened to be like, oh, we wanted to ask us about Damien something, I answer in the best that I can for you, Playboy, without giving you any shit.
I mean, I could stay on the line. I mean, I could try to stay on the line, but you know I'm at my day gig, David. So
it's all good. Just listen in just in case somebody holler at you.
I got you, bro.
Hi, homie.
Yes, sir.
You're now tuning into the Puff TV Morning Combo.
So, Beast, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Let me tell you something. Y'all don't like how you tried to handle my boy Tate, you know? For real.
Man, I want with Tate the homie Tate. I'm not knocking that he can't sing. I'm knocking that he does not have anything out for Zenithville right now. What is it at? What are we competing against?
It's a lot of people who don't got no new shit out. You still love them. Shabba, right? Patra. The Bob Marley. You just put it up yesterday. Bob Marley is just everything.
So he ain't going to make nothing new, but his stuff is classic. So if Tate got one song that's classic, we supposed to rock with that. Bob Marley got albums, hits on top of hits on top of hits. You can't, that ain't even no comparison. So I'm not having this argument with you. I'm done right now.
Okay. We're in the bullshit news. We're finna drop the NCCU homecoming, man. Get y'all tickets right now. They're going fast. We just sold probably about 600 tickets. It's going ham, man. Get your damn tickets.
It's homecoming season and no young alumni party jump like the official
Alumni Affair Vanity.
October 19th at the luxurious Durham Marriott Convention Center, 201 Foster Street in downtown Durham. Last year, over 2,000 people were in the building.
Yo, we got the most popular alumni.
DJ Cutter on the music. Hosted by Brent City, Tim Harrington, First Class, so you know you gotta be 21 to get in. Discounted early bird tickets at vanityhomecoming.eventbrite.com.
And we all like, okay, what's going on again?
All the popular alumni will be at the Durham Marriott Convention Center October 19th.
Yeah. Get them tickets, yo. NCCU homecoming is gonna be crazy. I think tickets still $20 right now. I'm not sure. You gotta check the website. We'll post that link again as soon as we get off the air. So it's 9:24, 35 minutes left in the show. Yo, we need some callers, man, who want to ask us some questions. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and all that shit. We don't want to just talk freako. We want to talk to other people. We want to talk to our listeners. We want to talk to our family, anybody. Man, if you got anything you want to ask us or tell us, man, come with it. But, yo, do not forget about it. It's already that time. The Beast, what time is it this month?
My nigga, goddamn it, we doing it on the 20th, on the 31st. Get y'all costumes together. Ain't nobody got time for that. Let's get it popping. I'm ready.
Mhm. Get them costumes. We got cash prize. Man, it's gonna be crazy, man. I think this is gonna be. Well, I know for sure it's gonna be one of the crunkiest, best Halloween parties we ever had.
I'm gonna reiterate. I would love
for a guy to win the best costume contest this year. So y'all fellas, step the game up. We ain't always about the, okay, we are always about the fat ass, but just in case the fat ass don't come through this time like they supposed to, we'd rather give our money to a dude, you know, so you can slip it something. Bruh,
well,
you come with
well,
it.
You know, yeah, you know, we got two prizes. We got sexiest costume and we got best costume. So, ladies, still bring the sex in now. We honor the sex at Puff TV. Don't forget about that now. I think because last year we two women won and they kind of threw us off. You know what I mean? I mean, year before.
Yeah, we
turned up. We got the sexiest costume and we got the best costume and we giving out that bread. Word up.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Let's bring in the freaks. Yeah, how you feel about Halloween? How you feel about Halloween, Freako?
Hey man, I'm ready. I'm so excited. I don't even know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. I'm ready to turn the fuck up, though. I'm ready to motherfucking hang from a chandelier.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. All right. Hey, bust down there, man. We'll come back with a question, man. Need you on the answer. Somebody might have a question for your freak ass.
I got some good questions for y'all.
Nah, man, we not fucking with you, Rio. What up? Yo, this is for our callers, man. We not messing with you. You know too much personal stuff, and you know.
I was just gonna ask what kind of toilet tissue y'all use.
Oh,
get off the line.
Don't be scared. Hey, stand in line, playboy. Stand in line. Yo, the beast. Check this out. I'm still feeling kind of soft, yo.
Girl, I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
About you, you throwing salt on my homeboy. You throwing salt on my boy.
Who?
Tank. With that said,
man,
and we'll be right back after this song,
you
man.
You just threw salt on my body. I'm heated about that thing. Don't.
What?
Are you going to play some Tank now? Really?
Yes.
That's how you feel?
Yes.
You talking about my boy. I don't care what you say. Talking about Bobby, man. 18 years. Bob been dead since 81. What are you talking about? So, I ain't even got an excuse. Bob, a documentary came out 2 years ago and went platinum. What does Tank have to say about that? Nothing.
Get out of your Jamaican feelings and no woman, no pride. Tank, please don't go.
Bob Murray is one of them.
Oh, she found the numbers I had in my car. Caught all the ones I had marked with a star. Oh, I'm racing over to plead my case. Oh, she saw it was me, it slammed the door in my face. Now let's tell me why.
How come we always doing wrong? How come we can't keep it home? How come it always is like this, even though we know? Begging you, please don't.
you said that you would never leave me. I'm steady knocking on the door, but you don't hear me. I can't let this happen right now. Please don't take your love, girl. I know I'm a thug. It's a doggone shame.
TV morning combo. My boy ain't got no damn classic.
What?
You got
me heated over this city now. You know that, right? I'm heated, but I'm gonna let this thing cool. I'm gonna cool off. Bob Marley versus Tank. I wish a motherfucker would.
My bad. Okay, I apologize. Maybe I should download a Bob Marley song to play just for you.
Nah, you gonna download some song everybody know, but it's all right. Y'all wouldn't even understand. So you can let that go. It's not an argument that I can win because you have an upper hand on it.
No, if you want me to download a Bob Marley song, I will download it and play it today just for you, boo.
Oh, okay. I can wait.
Okay, next show. How about Friday? I got a Bob Marley song just for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I'll tell you what song I want to hear.
Cool. Say no more. Cool. Yo, we got 27 minutes left in the show, yo. We trying to get some people to call in, man, ask us some questions. That's, you know what I mean? We here. The door's open. The window's open. We want to hear it, man. The holler at us, shit. You know what I mean? You probably sit back and you text about us and inbox about us and shit. Just ask that. Be right here if you want to know. Got a couple of Facebook questions. Somebody said, when is the next party? Okay, well, next party is October 19th. That's homecoming at the Marriott. And then Halloween, we at the Armory. That would answer your question. Do you have any questions you want to ask me? I have a question I want to ask you.
Oh, Lord, I don't want to ask you anything. You liable to say anything.
Okay, so go ahead. I'll wait.
What you want to ask me? Go ahead.
I asked you before the show was over with.
All right, I got an inbox of last four, 6473.
7463?
No, 6473. You dyslexic like me.
I got you. 6473, you're on the app. You want to ask us in the question. Who's your question for?
My question is, how me dip on this one so long and nobody no answer?
Wait
a minute. Hold on.
I think Bob Marley's going to answer. Me dip on this one, I listen to on the talk about Tank and Bob Marley.
Oh, God.
And you know, sir, me are the selector.
Wait. I'm going to need, look, a lot of people might not understand the dialect. So I'm going to need you to speak English, bruh.
Speak English? Me don't know where y'all talk, bro. They not English me y'all talk? Nah, what's good, yo? This your boy, really good actor, man. Calling in the house.
What's good?
Baby? I'm out here in Nashville, Tennessee right now, man.
Word.
Going from love to the Bull City.
That's what's up, man. What you doing out there, man? Y'all there acting, too?
Yeah, we shooting. Matter of fact, crazy story, man. I got casted to shoot this TV show called Fatal Attraction. And the show what we're actually doing the story of Danita Smith. I don't know if y'all remember, she got killed in Durham in 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm playing a detective who was on the case for that, man.
What's up, man?
I got the script yesterday.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you, man.
Out here working.
Yeah, man. That's what's up. I can't wait to see that shit, man. Where, you know, your boy supports you all day. You throw your boy some of them acting jobs. I'm a good stand-in, especially if it's porn.
See, I'm about to start shooting my own stuff in a minute, man.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to you, bro. You know, we support you all the way over here.
And I'm your number one fan, so.
Mm-hmm. This is the Beast Brother. Real good actor, yo. He's in Knoxville shooting a new sitcom, a new show. You know what I'm saying? That'll be out soon, yo.
What's up, man? Y'all keep up the good work, man.
Hey, thanks, bro. Oh, that's what's up, yo. He out there making them power moves, yo. Making them power moves. That's what it is, yo. We got 23 minutes left in the show. I lost my call. Lost the beast again, man. We got to do something about that. About your sprint, bro. Sprint ain't shit. But, yeah, before we got 23 minutes left in the show. Oh, yeah, before I go to another song, man, I just want to say, man, some of the shit that be rubbing me on Facebook. Yo, for real, though, man, you post something every 10 minutes and nobody never comments. Take your ass to Twitter, yo. For real, the best button on Facebook, yo, the best button on Facebook is the unsubscribe button. For anybody who don't know, the unsubscribe button is the button that you press so you don't have to see nobody's stuff on your wall. That's the best button. I'm giving y'all secrets. So if you don't want to see nobody ratchet and bullshit and talking about their baby daddy and all that bullshit, all you got to do is press unsubscribe and you won't see it no more on Facebook. Thank me later. The Beast, you back with me?
Yes, sir. My life sucks with this phone shit. It really does. But I think it's really because I'm traveling, because I'm losing the signal. It's not the phone.
Oh, you moving around?
Yeah, I'm in Greensboro.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. I forgot y'all working today, right?
Yeah.
Fleffy with you?
Yeah.
Shout out to my homie Fleffy.
Fleffy about to hand me a tissue. I was so mad at you a minute ago.
What about the bomb on and shit?
Yeah, that didn't touch my heart. You tapping nerves when you talk about Bob Marley, bruh. And then you compare him to Tank. I could see if he's comparing him to somebody great like Michael Jackson. Then we could have an argument. But you, Tank?
We're not going to go back and forth about this. I wasn't comparing him to Tank. Bob Marley is better than Tank.
Thank you for saying so. Okay.
I hear Fluffy back there talking shit. Go to a song right quick. After this, we'll be right back. Yo, Puff TV Morning Show. 21 minutes left.
Don't
show y'all how to do it.
Baby, you already know it is. It's a celebration. It's the world. My mama taught me how to be a thug and a gentleman. Make sure you be a real bitch to your gentleman. 458, seats looking like some Timberlands. Roll it up and pass it back and forth like the Wimbledon. Yeah. Say my name. Guaranteed to have you hook like beer or white cocaine. Really fuck all that. Ain't no let it kill our situation. So much smoke in this. We gon' need some ventilation. We can drink, we can smoke, we can smoke. Smoke, toxic and shit. Don't let them try to sink our boat. We can sip, baby, I'm blow strong. Half of the night. We love tonight and she making it special. Know what you like, huh?
Yeah.
are now tuning to the Puff TV Morning Combo.
Yeah, that was K. Michelle, VSOP, featuring Young Jeezy. Yeah, we got 17 minutes left in the show. Yeah, we still looking for callers with questions. Denise is really mad because she went on Facebook and made a post about it, but it's okay. I'm going to make it up to her Friday with a nice song.
But not for real, y'all. This is a moment to ask us anything. Don't hit my inbox after the show go off talking about can we get up and ask me whatever now, because I'm not answering no questions after the show go off. Ask Sweet Chuck whatever now. Sweet, what you had to ask me? Let's get it. We'll talk. Since they don't want to talk to us, we'll talk.
Do you like getting your dreads pulled during sex?
Do I have my dread what?
Do you like getting your dreads pulled during sex?
Yes, I do.
What, like hard or soft?
I like it a little rough.
Oh, that means you got some tough dreads then, huh?
Yeah, I don't mind if you wrap your hand around and make a fist, you know.
that's tough right there. I can't even say that I can't say that I ever pulled no dreads though, babe. What up? I think it's perfect time to bring the freak in. See, we can bring the freak in. We might have lost him. Oh, no, we didn't. There he is. Hey, freak, you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Yo, hold on. Shout out to my Facebook friend. She just said, why do people request you as friends on social network and they ain't even your friends or associates in the street? She said, just one reason. I know I already. They're being nosy. They're ready to talk about it. That's all they're there for, baby. They're watchers. Some people won't put here to be leaders or followers. They were just put here to be watchers. That means we call them bench warmers, sideline holders. Yeah. That's it. Edward, did you hear the B say she like getting her dreads wrapped up in people's hands?
Yes. I know a few girls who like it. They're into that. That's why they get the locks, for one reason. You get a nice grip on there, too.
That's all neck control. You got them dreads wrapped around. It's like wrapping up. You know how you get ready to saddle up on a horse, so you just take her dreads and wrap them around your head. And
kind of like riding the bull. You know how they set your hand up and they tie the rope around your hand real tight. Yeah, that's what it's like.
And the beast dreads are actually shaped like a rope too, ain't they?
Yes, they are. Or you could look at a rope or curly fries from Arby's.
Oh, my fault. I didn't pick that out. My fault, the beast. I'm sorry. My fault, babe. I clicked you out and didn't even know it.
This fool said my hair looked like curly fries from Arby's. I'm down with y'all.
Wait, has anybody ever beat one of your dreads? Like,
had them in their mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They should get a Snickers.
Yes. Yo, you got some shit going on with you over there to be word up. For real, I don't call you the beast for
nothing. I mean, this is called passion.
Well, yeah, have you ever bit some hair?
Bit some hair.
I fucked up. My fault, bro. Oh, shit. I fucked up. Go ahead.
Not that I wanted to, because, you know, I usually like my hairless. But I have before, but it was not too appetizing. That's why I like anything I eat. FDA regulations, no hair, please.
God, I can taste it.
Yeah. Y'all off the hook. You two are my best pals ever, but I want to let y'all both know that y'all are off the fucking chain, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God!
Any questions for me?
Let's see. Questions for Chuck.
I'm surprised no one's getting jumping on this subject.
Well,
I'm trying to ask something sensible and not too X-rated and not too Mr. C.
You right now, fam, you have the option to ask me anything, Playboy. Anything that you want to ask me, I'm going to ask it, and I'm going to answer truthfully on the air. Playboy, let's go.
Me? Let's see.
Yeah, whoever. I'm open. Open doors.
Damn, you got no callers? I gotta think, man.
Well, let's go to a song. We'll go to a song, then we'll come back from the song. We'll be ready to get some questions going. All right.
Yeah, man. I pretty much know everything about you.
Yeah, that's right. It ain't no fun.
I mean, unless you want to get into some personal stuff, like, you know, do you? No, that's not. I'm not even going to ask that. That was
yeah, no. Yeah, I already know you're going to come up some wild shit.
Took a little trip down to the
TV morning show, yeah. We'll be back 12 minutes left in the show. Come on, y'all. Come with some questions before we go, man. We just having fun.
Took a little sip. Boom. Little sip. Took a little sip.
Ayo, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, where niggas hold text like they mad at the ref. That's why I keep a cross on my chest, either that or a vest. Do you believe that Eve had Adam in check? And if so, you gotta expect to sip juice from the forbidden fruit and get loose. Cold as a king, most definite. My little black book thicker than the Old Testament. Niggas pay for head, but the pussy so separate. Same bitch giving brains to the minister. The same reason they call Mrs. C the finisher. Forbidden fruit, watch for the Adam's apple. Slick with words, don't hate me, son. What you eat don't make me shit, and who you fuck don't make me come. Put a price on my head, won't make me run. Try to kill me, but it can't be done, cause my words gonna live forever. You put two and two together, cold here forever.
Damn, I bet you took a little trip down to the garden. Took a little dip on apple juice falling from my lips. Take a little sip. Oh, bitches come and go.
You know that.
Money come and go.
You know that.
Love come and go.
Don't shit last.
Bitches come and go.
You know that.
Money come and go.
You know that.
Love come and go.
Don't shit last. Take a seat, baby girl. You've been all on my mind. I know I ain't called, got a part of my grind. Just copped a Maroon 5, no Adam Levine. Came a man by myself, only father was time. I know that she relate, baby daddy ain't shit. So she raised that nigga kids, but she swallowing mine. And that's why you all on my mind. All on my line, like calling number nine. Cause the nigga popping like Harlem in the 9-7. Way before Mace was a reverend. I was a young nigga making A's at 11 or 12. Trying to get a taste of the heaven or hell. Only time gonna tell. Fuck her while I'm on my home, baby, don't yell. How many records do a nigga gotta sell just to get the cover of the double XL? A fader, fuck your magazine hater. When I say that I'm the greatest, I ain't talking about later. I'ma drop the album same day as Kanye, just to show the boys a man now like Wanye. And I don't mean no disrespect, I praise legends, but this what's next. The boy sick, can't disaffect. Life's a bitch and the pussy's wet. My clip is loaded and this is the kisser. Death, black.
Yeah, my bitch took a little trip down to the garden. Took a little dip, oh no. Apple juice falling from my lips. Took a little sip. Oh, bitches come and go.
You know that.
Money come and go.
You know that.
Love come and go.
Don't shit last.
Bitches come and go.
You know that.
Money come and go.
You know that.
Love come and go.
Don't shit last. Don't shit last. And you know that. The hell got hot, didn't melt. Only man above me is God himself. All these other niggas is below me. Word to fight Q-Tip, Ali and Jerobi. What up, Queens? Cold as a king, and you know that. Started with a dollar and a dream, and you know that. Never give a bird but your ring, you should know that. Bitch. Bitch. That should be my new ad-lib. Bitch. I got a new one. I finally got a cool ad-lib. Nice.
Girl, bye. I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Yo, it's 8 minutes after the show. I got an inbox okay. For a question.
All right.
I'm not going to say her name. She said don't say her name, but she wanted me to answer this question online. Hold on, I want to pull one of another my homies in right now, too, because he had a good question. Yo, Mill, what up, homie?
What up, bro?
Yo, what was the questions you asked, man?
I'm trying to find the ATMs online for Grand Theft Auto 5, man.
Oh baby.
God. Well,
bro, I wish we could help you with that, but we can't, man. Yeah. All I can tell you to do is Google it.
Hey, Google while I'm on the phone with y'all, man. I gotta wait for this. I've been looking for an ATM for 45 minutes.
is. We stay on the air with us, bro. Yo, but thank you, my favorite. Freak on the air with us?
Yep.
Freak.
Yep.
You on the air? Yeah. Yep. Yo, Mio's amazing. That's my nigga Mio. Nigga, yo.
get back to your drug question.
Yeah, I know, I'm just tripping off this dude. This is saying he's been looking for ATM on Grand Theft Auto for the last 45 minutes.
Retard.
Hey,
baby.
Hey.
Oh, baby.
Have you played the game yet?
Nah, not yet.
Man, that shit is serious, man.
You played it?
Yeah, I played for about 5 or 10 minutes at Lemon Hand House. That shit is serious, man. The original baller set, man, you go over there fucking with that original baller set. Anybody who played the game, they know about the original baller set. You go over there, start some trouble with them, you're going to get your ass smoked.
Right. Hey, the inbox was, I want to know, when can me and you go out for lunch and let me know on the air?
Shit, I'm always ready to eat. I'm hungry now. She can feed me breakfast.
See, we always hungry. We are ready. We are ready to eat.
I think the question was for Sweet Chat.
I don't give a fuck. Well, he don't eat as much as I do.
Can you hear all this? I hope my Facebook friend hear all this, man. It's free.
I hope so too,
because
I'm fucking hungry. I hope she hears because I'm hungry. She can feed me and fuck you.
Wait, bro, she didn't say nothing about doing it, man. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Wait a minute,
well, that's
dog.
Good.
You put me...
Now I feel even better knowing that I'm going to get fed and you're going to get nothing.
Shake your mouth. Shut
your mouth.
Yo, put my music on to answer a question, please. Yeah, how you doing, my little Facebook friend? Yo, come on, chill, y'all. I'm trying to be serious.
Okay.
Yeah, I seen your message in my inbox, and you was asking if I wanted to maybe go to lunch with you.
You know,
my answer is, you know, it didn't take me long to think about it either, boo. But since you the same chick to sell me food stamps, you look out for me on the food stamps. I have no problem with going to lunch to you. You pick the place, you pick the time, and I'm there.
Aww, all right.
And we'll go from there, baby. All right. if you pay the tab, I'll give you something. Yo, we got 4 minutes left in the show, man. Hey, yo, want to shout out everybody who listened to us today. Yo, if you want to advertise your business or something on the show, man, please get with us, yo. We got spots open, yo. For real, we do it. Ain't no $50 a month. What's that, 12 shows, 3 shows a week. And we letting the whole city know about your business or whatever you got going on. We over 20,000 listeners, so, hey, we doing numbers. DeVise, anything you want to say something before we go?
Nope. Don't ask me nothing. That's all I say, because everybody... be on some other stuff when we get off air. We did what you asked.
It's
oh,
tough.
Baby.
Yeah, we did. It's all good, though. Oh, I got a question. Why do people post zillions and trillions of photos of themselves? No filter. With the lightning of the bottom of a shoe? That's a good question, show. I'm wondering the same thing. And you keep posting all these pictures and these little messy-ass dances, and you don't get no likes or no lawns or no yaks. Well, maybe, forgive me, you might be getting them in your inbox, but to your Facebook friends just looking on from the outside in, it looks like you're doing bad, baby. Kids get married and wives... have no idea of kids across the triangle. Why do some men deny their kids, get married, and their wives have no idea about their kids and all the kids they have across the triangle? And my boy's some Stevie J shit. I can't answer that question for you, sweetie. We
yeah.
Tell you,
okay.
ask questions for us, but I can't answer that one. I don't know. Sorry about that one.
Okay.
Yo, we got 3 minutes left in the show. Yo, it's just been a good show. I'm keeping people in. Fuck it, I'm feeling like asking y'all some questions. 2229, you don't got to answer, but I'm asking you a question. Can you hear me?
I can.
How you feeling?
Fine.
Does it ever get real hot in them tights?
Get out of here. Don't.
All right. Yeah, I got your card, KCC. All right, I missed you. Go make your conference call, baby. 1315, you on the air. 1315, can I ask you a question? Since you don't want to ask me, can I ask you a question? This I know this right here won't work because people be like, no, I ain't messing with Sweet Chuck and them. They crazy. They trying to call you out. Like, we just having fun. Like, we just having fun.
They got in the nightstand right now.
What's that, condoms?
Yep.
Man, 80% the bull use Durex.
What?
Durex.
The beast is allergic to Durex.
Oh, I got a headache. I got a headache. This is like 80% use Durex. I'm through with y'all.
Hey, before we go, Mia, do you like Durex condoms?
I wear anything, man, before I go raw, but no, nah, I prefer another brand, not Durex.
All right. Cheek skin. I know you about it, right? You're allergic to rubber.
You like cheek.
Who said cheek skin?
What's that freak?
He like cheek.
Yeah, exactly. Area code 444-4557.
They got some kids in the back. They had the daycare.
Yeah, you got kids. You're listening to the morning show with kids in the background. I hope these kids can't hear this show. Cause we talking about Rio eating butt and everything on here. Kids don't need to hear this.
Kids supposed to be getting an education right now.
That's not like
well, they not taking
it. There's a daycare. Okay, I got you. Yo, we'll see y'all Friday morning, man. We back at it. Yo, if you got anything you want to tell us on the show, I'll let it show. Don't forget to get your tickets for homecoming. Get your tickets for H3O. Get your brother life with it. Get your life. This is Sweet Chuck, man. Follow me at on Facebook, Sweet Chuck Puff TV, Instagram, Puff_TV. The Beast, give me your information.
Instagram, Neek The Beast. Twitter, Neek_Dub_Beast. Facebook, The Beast Cowboy. Follow me and follow back.
Rio, give me your information.
Yo, Facebook, Rio Freako. Twitter, Puff TV, Freako. Find me. Look me up.
Yo.
Entertain.
Man, yo, shout out to all these whores, man, putting up all these religious posts and religious tweets and all that. And you got more
dick in your mouth than a little bit.
Yeah, hell yeah, you got more sin in between your mouth and leg than a whore man. I'm gone, man. I done seen it all, man. All on Facebook, acting like they all holy sanctified, and you be ready to sell some pussy at our parties.
Shut your mouth.
I'm getting the hell out of here. I done got rubbed. The Beast by. And guess what you been to?
You done got with a nigga, now you talking about you fucked up my self-esteem. Bitch, it's called self-esteem. It's a theme of your motherfucking self, bitch. How the fuck can I fuck up how you feel about you, simple bitch?
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Hey.
More Christian posting. Christian.com.
Hey, did you just see that picture I just shared of the sexiest H30 costume?
And I'm sharing it too right now as we speak.
No, I didn't.
My nigga,
you got to check it out. I'm finna post the video that Tanya just sent in my inbox. Did you see that?
Oh,
Jamaican
but that's
dancer.
My joint. That's his Jamaican. He's asking. You know what, Sweet Chuck? You know what?
What?
Well, I'm just saying, I thought it was Jamaican. I can't hear the sound.
No,
he's
not Jamaican. He's African. Do not do that. Well, I get offended.
That's your fucking church. How about that?
The church is in Jamaica.
Yeah, that's the Beast Church. That's the Beast Family Church. And that's Fluffy that's in front of him in that little flower dress.
Oh, shit.
Hey, matter of fact, guess who that is there, Rico?
Who?
Oh, my God!
Yo, go, man. I ain't got time to stop. Freako, I'm about to call you, dog. The Beast.
All right,
yes,
dog.
Love you.
I love you, too.